Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Business as usual on the DJV program, which means that everything is unusual. There are some people who say, I listen to that program and something's just not right. What's wrong with those people? Things are messed up. No, they're just, they're not predictable. If that means it's messed up, okay, then it's messed up. Jennifer Horne's messed up. Victoria Keelan's messed up. Kara Schillen, hopefully she's not messing up because she's at the controls in our studio. Welcome to another hour. Let's start with some business, Jennifer. The business of having friends in high places when you run a corrupt company that then connects with corrupt politicians. Wow, what a bonanza. And the only problem is the people who are paying the bill get it right in the shorts.
Yeah.
So, there we go.
Yeah, this is, remember when we talk about this story, that California is the fifth largest economy on the planet, on this globe. And our governor, Gavin Newsom, reminds us of that all the time, just how well we're doing. So it's
all because of him, too. It's fabulous. Yeah.
It seems shocking that in a state as thriving as California, with all these geniuses running around, that more than a million people went without electricity this week. Why, you ask? Well, that's because the utility companies in the state, including the state's largest, decided that they would pull the plug on power because we had some wind in California. We have a condition in California called the Santa Ana winds. And to be fair, they can be about 20 miles per hour, or they can be very strong and gusty. In any case, the East Coast would laugh at us at the fact that we have to shut the power down when the wind starts to blow because they're afraid of what might happen. It is true that in California, things are very dry this time of year. The Santa Ana winds cause a big fire hazard, and I'm not trying to make light of that. We saw last year one of the biggest fires in California history.
That was PG&E's fault.
That sparked when a power line went down. This happened a lot. Right.
Yeah.
So instead of making themselves vulnerable to having a power line spark, the power companies in California, PG&E, Southern California Edison, a few others, decided that they were just going to shut everything down, meaning they were just going to impose blackouts on people. So much so in Northern California that they shut down, that UC Berkeley stopped school. They canceled classes. All of the school districts, like five or six of them up in Napa Valley, Sonoma, that area of Northern California, shut down classes this week because they had no power. People who were on, who need power for emergency health issues,
well,
they had
I
to make other
getting
plans.
My money back. I want my money back.
Oh, good luck. Now, what's really laughable about this in the most unfunny of ways is that there are two reasons that these power lines are so vulnerable. One, there are a lot of environmental protections in California to the point of excess and extreme that don't allow for proper brush clearing around power lines. And they don't want to trample on the spine flowers, so they don't, you know, go out and actually clean up underneath where these power lines are. That's number one. Number two, the last governor, Governor Jerry Brown, made a deal with PG&E to help them not go into bankruptcy. He said, look, we're going to cap the liability that you would pay out in case of an emergency or a disaster, basically. And so the number was, it was more advantageous to PG&E to just not fix their failing infrastructure and just pay out when a fire actually broke out. They took a ton of heat, pardon the pun for that, because so many people died in Paradise, California, and in some of the fires that we saw that just it took down entire towns because of their ineptitude, basically. So now, instead of going for that, they decided to just shut everything down. There was a rush to buy ice, coolers, flashlights, batteries. This was in Northern California, which got a lot of attention, but also in Southern California. And literally, I have not felt any wind at all. So they preemptively did these blackouts, and people are going nuts saying, there isn't even any wind. What are we doing here?
Pretty amazing in 2019 that this sort of thing could happen, go on, and be acceptable and work.
Cell phones were down. I mean, mass transit, they had to think about that in San Francisco. So crazy.
Mm-hmm. So there's one other California story, and I'm wondering about this. I'll be interested to see tomorrow when I get to LAX how the traffic is better because of Uber and Lyft not being allowed on the property of LAX. I think that's a huge...
They are still
mistake.
Right now. It hasn't started yet, but it is coming. And you're right. I think it's a mistake, too. For the convenience of people coming in and out, it's going to be ridiculous.
I don't want to take one of those damn dirty taxis that are there if I have to take a taxi.
Well,
now
taxis... I don't understand why taxis are allowed, but Uber and Lyft isn't.
Good question.
I don't even know if the taxis is probably a union issue, but I think even the taxis might be part of this. What they're trying to do to alleviate traffic through LAX is they're going to have a parking lot set up essentially where you're going to get dropped off and picked up by Uber, Lyft, and whatever else. So they're going to have a shuttle that's going to shuttle you back and forth. Which just adds an extra element.
Yes, I hate. There's nothing more that I hate than getting off a plane and then onto a shuttle to go somewhere else.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
I want to get. Yeah, it's the worst.
And all these airports, including LAX, in the next 4 years, LAX is going to build a huge rental car facility over on the other side of the 405. So it's going to take you 15 minutes to get there, probably. It's in Idlewood. And once you get there, it takes you another 15 minutes to get the car.
Whereas in Idlewood, that's near Big Bear.
I don't mean Idlewood. I mean Englewood.
Well, that's a two-hour drive.
Idlewood. It might be just as convenient going to Idlewood as it would be going to Englewood. It's just a damn... Ugh. Other business news, if you're a patron of American Airlines, or if you're still concerned, as most people are, about the Boeing 737 MAX, you'll be interested, as I am, in American telling Boeing yesterday they can keep their planes, because we're not taking any. And they've canceled, they have 24 now that are sitting on the ground that they are not paying for. They told Boeing, and so did the other airlines, they would not be paying the lease on these planes until they fix them. That makes sense. Why would you pay for something that doesn't work? So, and anyway, they've extended their cancellations for the planes. They're not taking any more planes. They also say they're canceling. This is a little specious, though, Victoria, because they really haven't canceled. They've maneuvered their schedule around.
Mm-hmm.
They said they cancel 140. They up to, but they really don't. They put smaller planes, the regional planes, on. For example, they were using 747s to do Boston, New York. And now they're using those Embraer, whatever they call those things. Mm-hmm. It's the principle of the thing that they have these planes. The pilots have said they will not fly them. Even more aggressively, was it yesterday or the day before, it was announced that the pilots' union for Southwest is suing Boeing because of the loss of flight time for their captains and crews and that sort of thing. So yet it looks like Boeing is there with their shrugging the shoulders with their hands up in the air.
I still haven't really heard much from Boeing.
No, nothing.
You know, yeah.
Nothing.
Except for that lovely press conference where the CEO blamed the pilots. That was wonderful.
That was
haven't heard from him again.
Yeah, right. This year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry awarded to three people who are fundamental in creating a device people across the world are using every day, those lithium-ion batteries. So the credit goes to John Goodnow, Stanley Whittingham, and Akira Yoshino. The Royal Swedish Academy of Science says in the statement that these batteries have revolutionized our lives since they were first entered into the marketplace in 91. Whittingham developed the first working lithium battery in the early 1970s, but the metallic lithium used in the battery was too expensive at the time to be viable. Then back in 1980, Goodnow discovered that he could double the voltage of Whittingham's battery with 2 volts, from 2 volts to 4 volts. And then in 85, Yoshino created the first commercially viable, rechargeable, and much safer lithium-ion battery. Today, the batteries are used in pretty much all of our devices. Laptops,
look around your
cell phones,
house, and you'll see how incredible this invention is.
So they deserve deserve the Nobel Prize in Chemistry. They each get to share, $100,000 or something?
Isn't it $1 million?
Million,
you get. I think it's a million, yeah.
Something
but
like
I guess they'll have
right.
to split it three ways.
Yeah. All right, the other business story is a focus on Unilever. They are one of the largest consumer goods producers, Dove, soaps, Ben & Jerry's ice cream, that sort of, this broad.
They have everything.
Yeah. They vowed to half their use of plastic by 2025. This is pretty significant. Company announcing a commitment to reduce the amount of non-recycled plastic in their packaging by 50%, with more than a third of that coming from an absolute plastic reduction. End of story. Plans to achieve this by offering more reusable and refillable packaging. You know, I'm having a... I asked Mary about this yesterday. She's in charge of the ice cream bus on the farm. And so I said, where are we getting these? Because we have to go to the supplier. I don't want to use plastic spoons. I don't use the styrofoam cups anymore on the ice cream bus that we have at the farm. So I'll have to see.
I have a feeling it's a shortage because so many businesses are doing that, too. It's great.
Were you talking about, was that plastic conversation you had off the air or on the air with Kara?
Off. About the tires?
Yeah.
Yeah, the number one, I'll say this really quickly, the number one source of microplastics in the San Francisco Bay is actually from tires. And it's not actual, you think like a big tire is sitting in the bay. That's not it. It's when tires have contact with the road, it leaves behind microplastics. Then when the rain comes, it washes those microplastics into the bay.
Who would have thought that?
Never would have thought that, ever.
That's interesting.
It's crazy, yep.
It is very interesting. All right, where are we here? Looks like we're at 18 and change after the hour on the DJB program.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
For a simple refresh to a complete remodel, start with Lowe's, because we've redesigned our entire wall tile selection to bring you the most on-trend and stylish options, with hundreds of mosaics including modern blacks and blues. Marble mosaics start at just $4.98, and our new white wall tile options feature true white color tiles starting at just 15 cents. Finish off your project with a new coat of paint and save on top-rated one-coat paints from HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams starting at just $35.98 a gallon. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Nancy Pelosi's impeachment against President Trump has started. But who's telling you the real truth? Newsmax TV is. Now millions of Americans like you are tuning into Newsmax TV. Every night, find shows on Newsmax TV with Mike Huckabee, Bill O'Reilly, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, and so many more. You can find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more. Watch Newsmax TV right now, because it's real news for real people.
I'm pretty sure our new house might be haunted.
What makes you say that?
The furniture is levitating. Oh, and the ghost.
Welcome home.
Yeah, that's spooky.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico for help with homeowners and renters insurance. Geico makes it easy to save a bunch.
Great. You're not sticking around, right?
The party's just getting started.
Happy Geico Week. Call today and see how easy homeowners and renters insurance can be.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All of it's about love. Depending on the format, if it's country, it's love broken up. If it's pop, it's love hope. Let's have love on our brain. It's 24 after the hour on the DJV program. Music for this hour with a focus first on Rihanna, who has told her story about why she didn't do the Super Bowl halftime show last year. She's on the cover of Vogue's November issue. And in the interview, she spoke about the state of her forthcoming album, her relationship status, and why she turned down the Super Bowl. So what is her relationship status? Or do I have to read
she's
the article?
She's dating somebody. Yeah. I don't know who she's dating, but
she's dating a Saudi billionaire. That's who.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for years.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, she's been kind of like, you know, she had some high-profile romances, and now we haven't seen her with
makes
anybody.
Makes me
so
think it must be more legit
real.
If she's, yeah, if she's not even, like, talking about it to anybody. Mm. He's pretty cute.
Her fans are excited.
My personal opinion.
Go for it. All right. Why?
Well, you know, what's the difference then, Kara? Why does she have a Saudi billionaire and you don't?
And that is a very good
question. That's a good question.
Probably because I'm not worth $600 million, too.
So is that all it is? It's all about money?
No, it's not
sex
all about money.
And money.
But I'm, I don't think he has to worry about money if
but
he's dating someone.
I'm just
someone
suggesting.
Who's worth that
yeah,
money.
Yeah, but I understand. But you see, you're much more attractive. You're a much better catch. You're more
interesting.
Well,
I'm glad you're the one person in the world who would say that.
Probably a lot of people would say that about you. Anyway, her fans, it seems, are excited to get their hands on her new album, R9. She wouldn't give me hints about the release date in the interview. Expanded on the project's reggae inspiration, though. She said, quote, "I like to look at it as reggae-inspired or reggae-infused. Reggae always feels right to me. It's in my blood." Is she Jamaican? What is she?
She's from Barbados.
Barbados, okay. Yeah.
That makes sense. Even though Rihanna has conquered the fashion world, beauty world, music world, she says music is speaking in code. It's the weird language that connects me to everyone. To cut that off is to cut my communication off. All of these other things flourish on top of that foundation. I'm guessing she's pretty smart.
She is, yes.
Oh, yeah. She's got a lot of. She's got an empire almost.
She's
done a lot of really good work too with her charity. I love supporting her.
So part of the problem or part of the deal was Colin Kaepernick and the NFL stuff. That's why she decided not to do it. Mm-hmm. She couldn't dare do.
I think she just, there's, I don't know. She's, the quote I saw from her was that there are a lot of things the NFL does that she doesn't agree with, and that she didn't want to represent that platform, which I think a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, so that's solid. She's on solid ground there with that. Next up, musically, Billie Eilish.
Eilish.
Come on, I spelled it out for you.
Eilish.
Eilish. Adding a costume party to a long list of performances this year. She's only 17 years old. Oh, that's right. We talked about her and that she was doing quite well for her age, right?
Very well, yep.
She's going to perform at the UNICEF Masquerade Ball in L.A. on the 26th. When is Halloween? Wednesday the 31st. Eilish is set to deliver a special acoustic performance there. It's in its seventh year, by the way, the Masquerade Ball. The ball is the signature event for UNICEF Next Generation, which is a group of philanthropists in their 20s and 30s dedicated to improving the lives of children. UNICEF is saying, quote, for Billie Eilish to lend her voice to our landmark fundraising event is a dream come true. We're grateful to combine Billie's fierce and unforgettable style with UNICEF's mission to do whatever it takes for children everywhere. All of us, no matter what we do in our everyday lives, can make a difference in the world and use our power for good. I think that is a great place to be, frankly. And so there it is. You got to be 21 and over to go to the UNICEF Masquerade Ball, 28 after.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of G Company and the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at a red, white, and blue COG Keep America Great rally in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He praises police officers and invites members on stage. And he tells the crowd the only reason Joe Biden was a good vice president is that he kissed Obama's A, as in behind. The president says he will continue to drain the swamp.
The wretched Washington swamp has been trying to nullify the results of a truly great and democratic election, the election of 2016. They're trying. They're not getting very far. They want to erase your vote like it never existed. They want to erase your voice. And they want to erase your future.
The president's son, Eric Trump, at the rally, along with Vice President Mike Pence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car?
You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
Let's get at it here again, continuing with the conversation. Often when we have these get-togethers with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, there are specific things on their mind. Sometimes we argue with each other about what we think, but then there are the times we get together and we all agree this is fabulous. All right, Victoria, what do you have that we can all agree on? We always can agree on food. Yes, food stories are always we can agree about. So what do we have?
Probably true. Well, In-N-Out Burger is in the news, and for kind of an interesting reason. If people have started noticing, and this is kind of has gone viral, that I guess people just recently started noticing that there are Bible verses printed on the packaging at In-N-Out Burger. Have you guys ever noticed that? I know it's more of a West Coast chain.
I have not.
Yeah, apparently a lot of people started wondering why that is. And so in a new interview, Lindsay Snyder, who is the 37-year-old CEO and granddaughter of the In-N-Out founder, she did a new interview with the Christian Post. And the reason that there are Bible verses on the packaging, she says, is because she turned to God after she lost her father as a teenager and then later went through three failed marriages that sent her down a dark path. She became a born-again Christian. and decided that that was the to carry on the family legacy. And she said so she has expanded the number of Bible verses printed on all of the packaging. And apparently this concept was actually started by her uncle in 1987. He was also a born-again Christian. He was the son of the founders of In-N-Out Burger. And so it's something that she wants to continue. I guess it went away for a while, and now she's brought it back. And so the verses are very subtle, and they're placed discreetly on the various cups and wrappers. And so they said on the soda cup, it's John 3:16. The milkshake cup has Proverbs 3:5. And then the hamburger and cheeseburger wrappers have Revelation 3:20. So I guess a lot of people have been kind of wondering, after they throw out their In-N-Out Burger wrappers, they've been wondering why that is. And so there's the answer. That's why. The whole family apparently has been very religious, and she
does
said
this
that,
help the business or hurt the business or not make it? It's
you
like
know,
Chick-fil-A.
Wonder,
it's the same
right,
kind of thing.
That's what I'm thinking too. Now, I don't know that they're. I don't really know much about In-N-Out Burger as a family business, but she says it is a family business. It always will be, and I don't know if this is going to negatively impact their business. I don't. The Chick-fil-A thing is controversial because the owner of the company has been pretty anti-gay, and so that's where that came from. I don't know if this girl feels the same way. I don't know if the family feels that way. I'm sure now that this has gone viral, we'll probably be hearing more about this in the coming weeks and months, maybe. I don't know. This kind of stuff,
if it's always been there, I don't know that it's going to really make
a difference.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know that people knew it was there.
I didn't. Yeah. I bet you my son didn't. I'll ask my son. He loves In-N-Out Burger. It's one of his favorite.
Everyone does. It's,
yeah.
I've been hearing about it my entire life.
Well, it's like Chick-fil-A is a very good product as well. Yep.
Oh, they have a grilled cheese at In-N-Out?
Off the menu, secret menu.
Oh, I love it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, their fries are great. When Brendan brought some home, I was last year, the year before, I had the fries. They're very, very good. The dirtiest kitchen secrets. The Food Network conducted a survey, and I remember talking about one of the findings here, but there were other findings. You were talking about picky eaters, remember that? Maybe you don't remember. The way that people, what they do when it comes to substitutions, and then, you know, they don't like substituting, so they often don't, even though they say they do.
You mean when you're in a restaurant and you order?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Right. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. You send in an order for substitutions, and they don't do it. It depends on the restaurant as much as anything else. Here's the five-second rule. You know the unwritten rule that states if you drop food on the floor, it's still okay to eat it? Chefs, apparently 25% of them in the survey said they actually do that.
Oh!
Let's see what else in the Food Network survey. What not to order. When dining out, most chefs avoid pasta and chicken dishes because they are the most overpriced and the least interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
True.
This is what they do when they go out to dinner.
Funny, that's all I order at a restaurant. Pasta and chicken dishes.
Okay, let's see. The survey focusing on roaches now.
Oh, no.
Yep, they are not rare. 75% of those surveyed said they see roaches every day. Mice as well in the kitchen. How about that? Let's see here. This is what happens. This is a great one. I always heard these. Brendan was a waiter in half a dozen restaurants. I remember him talking about this, the upscale restaurant. There was this one on Harvard Square he worked in, and he used to say this was the picky customers got it all the time. 13% of chefs say they have seen cooks do unsavory things to customers' foods.
Retaliation?
Someone once ran a steak through a dishwasher after the...
You think somebody would notice when they get a steak that's
wet.
A little soggy.
Be sure of that. The customer was
like
happy.
Cascade.
Yeah, a little soapy.
Right, yeah.
I think that's a riot, frankly. That's
well,
unless
you
it
don't
happens
eat,
to you.
Yeah. Doug's not eating a steak, so.
Right.
Somebody might put your
that's
sausages
it.
Through.
Kara's got it.
Machine.
Yeah, I am not eating that steak. Nope. Actually, had last night I was working at a friend's house, helping them clear out because they are selling the house. And so she was nice enough to feed me and my crew. And we had some French toast I haven't had French toast for ages and ages and ages. And I love it, so I had a couple of pieces, and then I forgot. And then I thought, oh, is this gluten-free? Well, about an hour and a half later, I started paying
the price. He found out that no, it wasn't.
Yeah. No. No. In a moment, we'll change our focus here on the DJV program with instruction on how to navigate the maze of insurance benefits that are available for you starting the first of next year, right after this.
I'm pretty sure our new house might be haunted.
What makes you say that?
The furniture is levitating. Oh, and the ghost.
Welcome home.
Yeah, that's spooky.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on GEICO for help with homeowners and renters insurance. GEICO makes it easy to save a bunch.
Great! You're not sticking around, right?
The party's just getting started.
Happy GEICO Week. Call today and see how easy homeowners and renters insurance can be.
Make refreshing changes throughout your home this fall and save by starting with Lowe's. Add new appliances and get deals like up to 35% off select appliance special values, including a 24.7 cubic foot Whirlpool French door refrigerator, just $15.99. Show your home's true colors with a new coat of paint and save on top rated one coat paints from HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, starting at just $35.98 a gallon every day. Whatever projects you have on your to-do list, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through 10/23, U.S. only.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
Are you or a loved one struggling to hear despite using hearing aids? It might be time to ask a doctor about cochlear implants.
My cochlear implant gave me access to the sounds that I've been missing. Back to being me, and I'm unstoppable.
Cochlear implants are routinely covered by Medicare and most private insurance plans for those who meet the health plan criteria. Ready to be unstoppable? Call 833-700-HEAR to learn more and find a doctor near you. Again, that's 833-700-HEAR.
Sponsored by Cochlear.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour on the DJV program. It is our pleasure, privilege, and actually our job to help you as many ways as possible. And so here we have Laura Adams, who is a personal finance expert, to talk about all of the things that you may need to know, keep in mind when it comes to the maze of insurance benefits. This is how to make the most of your employee benefits. So to make the most out of the next few minutes, listen up to Laura and I in our conversation. I'll ask the questions. She'll give us the answers. And I guess because the thing that I don't understand, Laura, is why we have benefits season. Why can't we just sign up any time of the year? I know that's not part of the perusal here, but to me, this makes no sense why we have this big hoopla every year that surrounds enrollment season instead of, you know, just let people sign up when they want to sign up? Is there a quick, easy answer to that?
You know, the short answer is that the insurance companies need to understand demand. You know, they need to set products and be able to offer a set amount of products. And, you know, you can change your plan. Let's say you have a big life event. Maybe you get married, divorced, adopt a child. Those are all situations where you typically can make changes to your plans.
Yeah, all right. So let's talk about the beneficial when it comes to information, never mind the policies, but what do most people do when they want to figure this out? Where do they go?
Yeah, so 30% of employees are looking at printed material. So this is kind of interesting. Employee benefits company Unum found that 30% want to see it. They want to read about these benefits. Online and intranet options are also quite popular. Some also want to speak to an advisor, a real person. So I think the takeaway there is that we've got a lot of different generations in the workplace, right? So we need a variety of options. So if you're an employer, make sure you're giving that information to your employees in a variety of ways.
A lot of the employers that I know about are moving to high deductible health plans, lower monthly premiums, but they have large deductibles and therefore a lot of out-of-pocket costs for the employee. So how do you want to differentiate between the certain types of health insurance plans that may be offered, including the ones I just made reference to?
Yeah, so the high deductible plan is popular. Over 50% of workers will choose that. The great thing about those is you can pair them with an HSA or health savings account that gives you some additional tax saving benefits. You're also going to see a PPO, that's a preferred provider organization. Those are going to be typically more expensive. They do give you a lot of options, though. You're going to also see HMOs or health maintenance organizations. Those typically cost less, but have a lot of restrictions about the physicians that you can see. So make sure you really do understand the difference in all of those. We are finding that the younger workers, particularly, you know, the millennials and Gen Z, are opting for the high deductible health plan these days.
Yeah, but there are differences. They all have their beneficial aspects to them, I suppose, right? If you're selling, you can always sell the benefits no matter what the policy.
That's right. So you've got to understand what your needs are, your health needs for you and your family. And if you're in relatively good health, the high deductible health plan can make a lot of sense. But if you tend to go to the doctor more often, you're probably going to come out better with a PPO or HMO.
So why is there never a dental plan as part of this? Is there a good reason that people, because that's part of good health?
Absolutely, and a lot of employers are going to be offering dental and vision. These are something that you definitely need to look at carefully. Also look at voluntary benefits. So these are additional protections for you that can really protect your finances. So things like accident insurance, hospital insurance, these are going to pay benefits directly to you. So imagine you've got a high deductible health plan with a lot of out-of-pocket costs. Having an accident plan is going to help make sure that you've got money to pay those out-of-pocket costs. So those are important benefits. Also, looking at disability coverage, that's another one that's often offered in the workplace, and that's going to help replace a portion of your salary if you're unable to work.
All right, so as open enrollment starts soon, we mentioned that earlier on. What are the tips, the final tips that you have on making the best selection possible?
Yeah, you've got to spend some time really reviewing your options. Unfortunately, 3 out of 4 workers spend 45 minutes or less picking their options, and that's typically not enough. Remember that what you're choosing right now is going to be locked in for a full year. So in addition to the health insurance, also look at other perks that you may have and look at the accident, hospital, disability coverage, all of those different options. And if you need to learn a little bit more, I would recommend visiting unum.com/workwell. That's unum.com/workwell. They have a terrific enrollment guide that can help walk you through all of these policies we've been talking about.
Thank you, Laura Adams, for being here.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
For us to figure out where we should put our money. Put your money where your mouth is. You know that expression. We have a very interesting conversation again. Adam Burns is here, who's the sportsbook manager at betonline.com. That's betonline.com. It's betting on sports items. There always are. Every week you've got all the sports, but it's just not sports. I think people, don't you think, Adam, from time to time, people confuse all of this. They think that betting is just for the game of the week or some sports activity of the month or the year, but betting is so much deeper and involved than that, isn't it?
Yeah, like you said, we offer all the major sports in North America and Europe. You know, we even go down to cricket and darts and snooker and all that.
How do you do the darts? How do you do darts? I don't know.
I actually like darts and I follow it. So,
So how does it work? Explain that for people who might be curious. When you go to betonline.ag, you can look at all kinds of things that are there. You can spend a day looking at all the possibilities. So is it likely the person who doesn't have a whole lot of time is going to even get down far enough to look for darts?
Yeah, I mean, people do. And aside from the, like, sports, even though darts, maybe some people say it's not a sport, it takes quite a bit of money. But as you mentioned, you can bet on pretty much anything. As an example, there's the Breaking Bad movie that's coming out this weekend, and you can bet on all kinds of props for that. Prop bets, you know, will Jesse Pinkman die, or will they show Walter White, and all this sort of stuff. So people like that sort of thing.
They do.
And then they're every day.
But it's more recreational than that's just fun. I guess kind of like buying tickets on the lottery. Maybe it's good therapy. You don't expect to win. Or do you think that people do when they bet? Do you really think people expect to win?
Well, I mean, if you're going to bet, you always hope you win.
But, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's more recreational stuff that we offer on betonline.ag, and we try to offer as much as we can, whether it's entertainment, politics, which is pretty big actually. I'm actually just building right now a bunch of prop bets for the debate next week.
Do you have something as simple as what's the money, what are the odds that Trump will win in 2020? You have simple bets like that too, don't you?
Yes, of course. He's the favorite right now. He's about even money around that. So he's the favorite to win. And then
when you say even money, what does it mean, even money? What does that term mean?
So if you would bet $100 on Donald Trump to win, you would win an extra $100.
So you get
back your bet. So
right.
It's and people are betting him. There's also money coming in on Biden and Warren. Pretty much. I mean, I think it's starting to narrow down now of who's actually going to be in there.
Right. I think so.
Maybe Andrew Yang. Who knows? But you know, it's starting to narrow down the list. So
yeah. All right. You have Super Bowl halftime wagers at betonline.ag as well. What are some of the what went into and how has the suggestion gone? Because the announcement made that J-Lo is going to appear and do it. So what are we betting on?
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff you can bet on, basically. You know, once it was announced, normally what we do, our process is sort of anytime there's something hot in the news or whatnot, we try to have sort of a little meeting and say, okay, what are some good ideas? And then everyone kind of brainstorms and we come up with some stuff. So I'm just looking now. I mean, you can put, we put up some crazy things. Will Shakira and J-Lo kiss on stage? Will they both sing in Spanish? Will Jay-Z be shown during the broadcast? We offer, like I said, pretty much anything you can think of, and we're pretty open to taking requests from clients. If they want some sort of exotic bet, we'll offer it if we can, within reason.
But they have to fund it, right? They have to, if you're going to suggest a bet, then they have to bet.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes there'll be people who request it and then never bet, but normally we would be like, okay, listen, we'll put it up for you, but you got to bet it. Because then it just more work on our part. Because like you said, there's so much stuff up every day.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah, I can just imagine.
Gambling is 24/7, 365 days a year. So my job is sort of nonstop, and me and my team. But we're willing to pretty much put up anything.
All right, check out all the bets. BetOnline.ag. Adam Burns is the sportsbook manager. BetOnline.ag. If it sounds like fun, you ought to check it out.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.